Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philemon. Today's reading will start on verse 1 and will end on verse 7. In this devotional series, we have been going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. We will be finishing this devotional series on this last letter. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, this letter is from Paul, a prisoner for preaching the good news about Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. I am writing to Philemon, our beloved co-worker, and to our sister Apphia, and to our fellow soldier Archippus, and to the church that meets in your house. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I always thank my God when I pray for you, Philemon, because I keep hearing about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people. And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. Once again, that was Philemon verses 1 through 7 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. If faith is genuine, it permeates every part of our lives. The letter of Philemon is different than any other letter we have from Paul. It is a personal letter, not a letter addressed to a church. Paul knew Philemon personally, and he was thankful to God for his love and generosity. Paul even asked Philemon to prepare a guest room for him, as Paul writes later on in verse 22, hoping he would soon visit Colossae, where Philemon lived. Although they were friends, Paul was willing to ask a bold favor for the sake of the gospel. He was asking Philemon to forgive Onesimus, his runaway slave who had come to Rome, found Paul in prison, and given his life for the work of the gospel. Paul wanted Philemon to live out the freedom of the gospel, set Onesimus free, and allow him to support Paul in Rome. Paul lived out the fullness and freedom of the gospel in every part of his life. We are called to do the same. Relationships can't blind us to injustice. Comfort can't close our eyes to the problems of the world. It is too easy for us to know about Jesus but never really follow him with our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. God doesn't just want to save our minds. He wants to save our souls. This means our will, our desires, and decisions. This is the last area to be surrendered in any human heart. We would rather give God Sunday mornings, Bible studies, finances, or even our emotions, rather than surrender our will to His way of freedom. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What can help you live out what you believe? What parts of your life is Jesus asking you to surrender to Him? We're grateful you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this has been a blessing to those who hear it. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights, discussion, and introspection on the sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.